What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
9 o'clock here on Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey with you as well. 913-586-7965, text line. We'll take some of your start bench cuts as well. Brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow. Get in the know with Jay's Southland Tow. I'll start it off. We bring the conversations we've had all day. You kind of get the segment by now. We've almost been doing this for a full year. August 16th is the first year this show, full year that this show will be on the airwaves. We thank you for all your support. It is greatly appreciated and very well noticed. Also, don't forget, Fantasy Football Sunday returns with Mac this Sunday.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
August 10th at 9 a.m. So we start where we had a conversation earlier with gas station stuff. Going to the gas station, start bench cut, beef jerky, chips, or sunflower seeds?
That's a tough one. I'm going to probably start, like, I'm going to guess for a road trip, you know. I'm going to go sunflower seeds, then I'm going to go to the beef jerky, and then I'll cut the chips.
For what if they're those hot dog Pringles?
Mm, yeah, still cutting them.
Hot dog flavored sunflower seeds?
Oh, that would be interesting.
That's baseball in a nutshell.
I try them, yeah.
I'll go chips, seeds, jerky.
I get weird with seeds, man. I'll eat a whole bag to like the side of my mouth. It's
and
just
then it's
raw.
All dried out.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think I'm going to start the seeds, bench the chips, and cut the jerky from a money perspective.
Oh, like, yeah.
Bigger impact on their year or on their team this year as a rookie? Josh Simmons, Ashton Jeanty, Travis Hunter.
I'm going to start Josh Simmons. Shocker. I am going to bench Jeanty, and I'm going to cut Travis Hunter.
Agreed. Yeah, Simmons is a left tackle, so right off the bat, he's going to have a massive impact, and Jeanty's going to be a monster.
And it's hard for a wide receiver to have a monster impact unless the quarterback's getting him the ball. There's so many things that impact whether or not a wide receiver can be productive or not. It's just not him, you know?
He could also have interceptions and do that sort of stuff. Yeah, he's going to play both sides of the ball according to their depth chart.
Travis Hunter will be one of the biggest busts in NFL history.
Ready? I go on to what I basically prepped yesterday on my Traeger. Start bench cut. Salmon, pork chops, or chicken tenders?
I'm going to start the salmon, bench the chicken, and then cut the pork chops. And that's hard for me to do because I like a good pork chop. Mm-hmm. Like I like ordering a pork chop out. I think, you know,
you get like a Duroc pork chop.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Smash.
They have like a little apple chutney.
They have one at Third Street Social. It's a Duroc shoulder on top of grits and collard greens. Ooh. Oh, my God.
Pork chop, I would be more inclined to order out than chicken or salmon because I make that at home all the time. Yeah, I just can never do a great pork chop like you get outside of the home.
Oh, you got to get to the house sometime.
I'll start the salmon, bench the chop, and cut the chicken.
Start the salmon, bench the chicken. No, start the salmon, bench the chop, cut the chicken.
Cut the chicken, yep.
We'll move to the text line here real quick. Start, bench, cut. Bring back one running back from their prime to add to the Chiefs this year. Jamal Charles, Priest Holmes, Bo Jackson. Well, he wasn't a Chiefs running back, but we can bring him back.
Yeah, I'll start Priest Holmes, bench Jamal, and cut Bo Jackson.
I think we know where we're going.
Yeah,
I
gotta start.
We're starting
Jamal.
JC.
Yeah,
we're benching Priest.
Yep,
and we're cutting Bo.
Yep, that's exactly right.
Let's see here. Yada, yada, yada. Here we go. Start, bench, cut. Had this conversation I was debating with my friends a couple days ago. Lorenzo Cain, Eric Hosmer, Alex Gordon.
Ooh.
Damn.
Wow.
Glad to see our show is carrying off the conversations off the clock. We appreciate that.
Yeah.
But yeah, Lorenzo Cain, Eric Hosmer, Alex Gordon. Be careful. One might be listening.
Alex, I'm going to start you. I'll start Alex Gordon. I'll bench Lorenzo Cain, and I'll cut Eric Hosmer.
The Haas. The clubhouse guy, the Gold Glove first baseman.
Lorenzo Cain was top three of MVP. Alex Gordon hit the biggest home run in franchise history for this generation. I mean, that's not a negative against Eric Hosmer. No.
So you went Cain, Gordo, Haas?
I went Gordo, Cain, Haas.
I'll go Cain, Gordo, Haas.
That'll be
The straw that stirs the drink is what Vern always called Lorenzo Cain. I think that's the perfect way to say it.
Well, I realized how good Lorenzo Cain was too late. I'm really sorry that I did. And that's one of the players where I regret not appreciating while things were going on because we were also focused on Salvi and Haas and Moose and Eske and the bullpen and all that kind of stuff. We just forgot how good Lorenzo Cain was. And we realized that when Lorenzo Cain got injured in what was it, 16 or 17, and everything just kind of fell apart. He really was the straw that stirred that drink.
Start, bench, cut from the 816. Most annoying things about your job in dealing with the public. People who think you get everything for free when you do a spot. People who think you only work from 6 to 10 a.m. Or people who think you have all the inside information about every team.
I'm going to start the 6 to 10 a.m.ers.
Same.
I'm going to bench the people who think we have all the inside information. And then I'll cut the people who think we get everything for free.
I think, yeah, I agree. But definitely that first one.
Yeah, the first one. Yeah, the first.
You only work 6 to 10.
Oh, yeah, nice. You got it. Yeah.
You know how many times I've been dating women and they're like, why do you have to go to work at 4:30 in the morning? You're only on the air from 6 to 10. Excuse me. Yes. We don't just sit down and go.
Yeah, some people do. They're on the AM.
Oh. We'll go back to our list here. Wide receiver for 2025 to have as your wide receiver one, Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson, CeeDee Lamb.
Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase, CeeDee Lamb.
Same.
I'm going to go Ja'Marr Chase, then JJ.
That's fair.
And then CeeDee.
The only reason I don't do Chase is because he's a hothead. Mm. Cost him a game here at Arrowhead last year.
Okay.
Have to ask Zach about that one. Yeah, it's Coach Taylor, actually, but whatever.
Okay, we had the game this past weekend, which was at the racetrack. I thought it was awesome. They had the little home run celebration where the car went around the track.
Yeah, which was kind of cool.
I thought that was cool. Not everybody liked it, though, obviously.
Well, the rain out hurt everything.
Yeah, it did. And, you know, you had people that were, you know, teasing that they were going to do a show about it. Here's...
Well, as you've probably been able to tell from home, Bristol is pretty much a washout. It has been a train wreck here from the front gate to getting to your seats. Everything that could go wrong has gone wrong at the Speedway Classic. We're going to break it down maybe tonight, maybe on Monday. Who knows when this game's going to be played. Right now, as you can see, there's water falling from everywhere. Nobody's happy.
There's nothing more than I'm interested in than the breakdown of a regular season Saturday night baseball game.
Rain delay is what they wanted to break down. So racetrack, Field of Dreams, College Football Stadium.
Well, I think you start Field of Dreams, you bench College Stadium, and you cut the racetrack. I just kind of thought it, you know.
It didn't live up to it? It didn't.
You know, the rain delay obviously impacted it. MLB sent out a survey yesterday that I took. It was like, how much of this game did you watch? When did you check out? How much did the rain impact? You know, because they knew that the rain was. MLB sends out great surveys, by the way. If you ever get them, take their survey. Like, it's real questions. And then they said in that survey, which I liked, where else should we play? And I made a list of like things. I said we should have the Royals and Cardinals play at Faurot Field, like we talked about. Mm-hmm. I talked about the Yankees and Mets playing in Central Park. And then I said, how about we do the Dodgers and Angels on a beach in L.A.? In Southern California, build a stadium on one of those long beaches that you could get out.
He's
got to
make sure that Sean McVay and the Rams are having their training camp there.
Well, that is true. You got to get around that. But I think that would be cool. Kind of do the Angels and Dodgers on the beach, and the backdrop is the ocean.
I know where Manfred's like, damn it, Bob keeps emailing different places to have games. Right. I don't have the money.
I go to the last three road trips or so for the Royals, where you'd like to watch a game from a vantage point. The Monster on top of the Monster. Ooh. In the hotel at the Rogers Center and above center field, or the bleachers in Wrigley. We know where VIP's at here.
Yeah, and I've done the Wrigley thing. So I'll cut that because I've already done that. I want to start the Monster. I think that would be really cool, but I don't know if my vertigo would get in the way. Like, if I would be afraid of heights up there, that's the only concern that I have. I feel like maybe I would be. And then the Toronto Hotel, ever since I was a kid and they built that stadium like the late 80s, early 90s, and they had that hotel, I always thought that would be like the coolest thing to stay in that hotel.
It's Tuesday here at the Rogers Center, and there's, oh my God.
Oh, yeah, they've caught people. Yeah.
No, they have.
Yeah. I just want to win, Jim.
I'll go Boston, Wrigley, Toronto, but that's tough.
Yeah, I'd go Wrigley, Boston, Toronto, having a hotel view from that game. We move on to what's been going on this week. Would you rather get stung by a bee, stung by a jellyfish, or bit by a horsefly?
None of them, but horsefly, probably I would start. I would probably bench the jellyfish and cut the bee sting.
Really? Yeah. I don't know. Horsefly.
Have you ever been bit by a horsefly?
I've heard.
Terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, they sit and then they bite.
Mm. Oh. I'm going to bench that. I'm going to cut jellyfish. I'm going to start bee sting.
Really? Ask Cody about that. Right in his mouth.
I mean, place-wise, I mean, we could have had a conversation, start, bench, cut. In the mouth, the urethra, in between the cheeks.
Yeah. Like, if it stung me on my ass cheek, I think I'd be okay.
What if it got in the hole?
Yeah, no.
Okay.
That or mouth, though?
Yeah.
Mouth would suck, too.
The mouth would suck, yeah.
Last one here on start, bench, cut. Third base coach, first base coach, pitching coach. Which would you rather be?
Oh, the first base coach is the most useless position in professional sports. So, I mean, seriously, that guy's job is a joke. Give me your shin pad, yell, get back. They don't even throw over anymore. Like, literally, the first base coach could just go out there and have a cocktail and nobody would know anything different. Like, that is a useless position. So I would start first base coach, bench third base coach, and then cut pitching coach because I feel like that's a tough job.
I love that. You're like, completely useless, don't need it. So I'm going to start that.
Well, yeah. you're collecting the check. You're just standing out there. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Give me your shin guard. Here's your sliding glove. Take a little bit of a lead. Back! All right, he's thrown over twice. I got nothing else to do here until the next runner comes down.
This one's perfect for Bob as we go a little late. Start, bitch, cut. People who stare at you in public, people who approach you in public, trolls on the text line.
Trolls on the text line. I will start. I will bench the people who stare at you in public, and I will cut the people that approach you in public. And I did that backwards, I think. But yes, you know what I'm saying.
You're
the people who approach
people,
you, I like.
I got you.
The people who stare at you in the text line that don't say anything and then look at you, we all weird. You're a weirdo. You're an idiot. You don't know what you're talking about.
Coming up next. I knew that was coming.
Yes.
We're starting to figure it out. Coming back, we'll get back to what Vern had to say about this series, plus the challenge that is a playoff game, because everything that is on the line for your Kansas City Royals next on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Hey, it's Bobby Witt Jr., and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
You should have told Drew, who's here, because his crew is up in St. Joe. Cody and Cole back together. They will be just fine up in St. Joe today because the weather is going to be great. Remember, be yourself.
Yeah.
Aladdin, 1994.
Do you think they'll have any? Do you think they'll have coverage that stings today?
Yep. Just got to get into their honeycomb and get out those good, sweet takes. But this comes from the Bengals head coach, Zach Taylor. You ready for this?
Okay,
this is
up?
Big. Oh, I know Mac's going to get excited.
Come on.
Those shorts just got a little bit smaller around the waist.
Tighter. Zach Taylor tells reporters that quarterback Joe Burrow and other big-name players will play several series on Thursday night and more in-game two against the Commanders. No way of doing it with eyes on starting fast.
Did this used to be like a non-normality? People used to play preseason games, right?
It was always like the first series, and then if it went to blank, they'd come back out and do it again. But normally it's like you'll see Mahomes on Saturday night.
Mahomes plays. Like, Peyton Manning played preseason.
Yeah, but not much.
But it'll be one series and then done.
Yeah, like
Michael Penix didn't play preseason.
We always got jacked about preseason game three. That's irrelevant.
But that's been taken from us. So we don't even have an exhibition game that really matters.
It's like the second one.
Yeah, and second one's kind of that now.
Kind of, but not even like.
Because we know Andy.
It's not the same.
We know Andy. Yeah, look, listen, the starter's going to play the first quarter, and we'll evaluate after that.
Right.
And time's yours. And we look forward to the challenge of the Cardinals.
Right, the Cardinals. Has he said that this week? And if he
it's
does,
coming.
We need that because they were off yesterday. They're back today at practice. So that means Andy should be talking today. I do hope there is we're looking forward to the challenge of the Cardinals today.
1,000%.
But it is preseason, and sometimes he changes that up in the preseason. So we'll have to see if there is a looking forward. And if there is, we need that for tomorrow. But I'm trying to think like in the way back machine, like preseason games, exhibition games, they're never anything. They were for what I remember as a kid, like you couldn't get tickets to go to see the Giants. It was always sold out, but there were always like preseason games available. So you'd go to those preseason games. It was fun, you know, as a kid to be able to go to, but you never knew anybody that was playing either.
Yeah.
You just went for the atmosphere for the games and whatnot. So I, honest to God, maybe back in the day when they were working at the lumber yard in the off season, they played in these exhibition games because there were six at one point in time.
Six?
Six of them at one point in time.
No. That's too much.
Well, of course, but there was only like 14 regular season games, maybe. Maybe there was 12. It wasn't a full-time job. Yeah. We're talking about a part-time job. Again, guys were literally working at Shooty Lumber in the off season and making their ends meet and, you know, and doing all those things. And so, you know, you had to have six preseason games because you had 8 weeks of training camp to get yourself into football shape.
There's a lot of traffic here at Jets camp as Justin Fields. His last three practices have been recorded. Justin Fields.
What do you mean recorded?
As I explained, Justin Fields in his last three practices, 2 of 10 passing, 4 of 16 passing, 2 of 6 passing, 1 interception.
Enough. Again, you guys thought I was nuts 2 weeks ago when I said ban media from training camp. And, oh, we can't do that. No, we can. We don't need the media there because the media has no idea what the F is going on. What was that drill we were working on? Well, actually, what we were working on is him trying to thread a needle. You don't know what they're doing. And maybe there were 10 throws that he had to try to make with a defensive back right there or whatever the case may be. You don't know what you're looking at. So stop reporting this stuff. Card it off. You know, tracking how many plays guys completed, how many intercepts. I remember Mahomes' first year, Adam Teicher sat there and listed every interception that Patrick Mahomes threw in training camp. How'd that work out?
Well, Nate Taylor's now there. Shout out to Nate. Don't forget, coming up on Thursday's Travis Kelce Day. We mentioned Andy Reid. He will join us as a tease for you guys to listen on Thursday. It's 8-7 day here on Fesco and Dusty. All things Travis Kelce on Thursday. So kind of know what the show's going to be. So don't get mad at us when it's like, how much Travis Kelce? 4 hours.
Yeah.
Enjoy it.
Yeah.
Because that's what we want you to do this year. Because we don't know if this is it, but if it is, we're not going to miss it. And that's our goal for you. That's our goal for us, is to make sure that we captivate on all of this talk. Mm-hmm. That is Travis Kelce. Yesterday we had Josh Ferner join the show, and he gave us some insight on what we could expect or what's important about this series in Boston. So faltered. Berger yep. tonight against Garrett Crochet in Boston. Going to be a tough game to win tonight, but this is what you've got to do.
Yeah.
You lost game one, where you could have probably afforded to lose this game and then go get the rubber match on Wednesday. But you lose last night, so now you've got to win two of the next two in Boston. Backs against the wall. That wall just happens to be the Green Monster. But a lot of what he talked about was still there last night. The offense was still powerful. Mikel Garcia, Vinny Pasquantino hit home runs. Yaz hits one off the wall. Lofton hits one off the wall. All these guys did what they had to do. It was just too little too late.
Mm-hmm.
And, boy, if that's not a narrative of this season so far, let's try to nip that in the bud, because you don't want to have too little too late when the season does come to an end, where you told people that we are a playoff team. If you are a playoff team, this is a playoff type of game. You are the underdog. You are playing one of the hottest teams in baseball. They know their division rival is literally turned over on its belly because New York is falling. They know that their fan base knows that. Their fan base will show out in droves tonight and support that team as they always do. This will be a playoff type of game. Boston is sending out their ace to go out there and beat the Royals because they probably don't want to see this team in the playoffs. I say that lighthearted because it's the Royals, and I think their bullpen can get a lot of people in trouble in the playoffs if they can get to that point, because their strongest suit is their bullpen. They've just got to get started early. Tough task against Garrett Crochet.
It is tough against Crochet, but it's not a task that can't be done. I mean, Garrett Crochet is not perfect, right? You can go out there and get right. to this guy. So go out there and get to him. And you said the term something to the extent of have to win, and you've put yourself in this situation right now, right? This is where you are. After playing 500 baseball, basically, for the better course of the first 110 games, your last 50 games, every single game matters. And there really is no room for error. That's why last night you look at the pitching matchups against Boston. You're like, okay, game one is doable. Game two, Crochet's pitching game two. That may be tough. And so maybe we can win two out of three. Well, you lost that first one. So now you got to come back and win a game that a lot of people don't expect you to win against Garrett Crochet, right? You've got to win a game to get back to that 500 mark, because you just don't want to give everything back that you were able to accomplish, you know, in Toronto. And they went out and won last night. The Blue Jays did like 13-1 or something like that.
13-3
was either way. I mean, they were smacking around, you know, the Colorado Rockies, obviously a bad team, but still they scored 13 runs after you kind of held them at bay for two games. And so you don't want to give that back. You have an opportunity not to give that back, and you have an opportunity to get a big win tonight. But again, as we talk about these final 50 games, this is a sprint. This is a sprint to the finish line, because you put yourself in this position, right? You put yourself where you have to sprint to the finish line. You didn't build up a big enough lead, or you didn't build up enough reserves, if you will, of wins over the course of the first couple of months. And so now every single game matters. Every single game is magnified. And it's tough to play in those games where every single one matters going forward.
Last time Garrett Crochet and the Red Sox played against the Royals, I thought this was the matchup. It was Reagans versus Crochet. At the time, the Royals were 24-17. Boston was 21-20. Garrett Crochet went seven innings, gave up seven hits, and struck out nine.
Wow.
Cole Reagans went five innings, seven hits, gave up four runs. All four were earned, and had eight strikeouts. So there were 17 strikeouts between the two starting pitchers.
Damn, that's a lot, dude.
And Boston won 10-1.
I'm interested to see what this Berger guy is going to do as well, because he's one of the kids that they got for Freddie Fermin. And I was talking to somebody inside baseball yesterday about the Fermin trade, and they said, I can't believe the Royals traded Freddie Fermin. And I'm like, what? It's a backup catcher. They're like, yeah, but this is like the glowing remarks that we saw on Thursday, you know, from everybody. it's continued around baseball. Like they said to me, they go, this means a couple of things. Number one, they're going to pick up the Salvi option. And number two, Carter Jensen will be your backup next year. I mean, I said, well, I kind of like that. I think fans will be good with that, knowing that Salvi's option most likely will be picked up. And then Carter Jensen will be that guy, you know, next season as your backup quarterback or your backup quarterback, your backup catcher. I just hope we're not looking and asking too much out of Salvi over these last 50 games. Because how many times do you want to see Luke Maley back there, you know, catching? I mean, I don't want to see him back there, right. But Salvi's 34 years old, and so he's going to be tasked with catching a lot of consecutive games going down the stretch, and so it'll be real interesting to see. But yeah, people in baseball were like, wow, I can't believe they traded Freddie for me, and that was kind of one of their guys. But they got two starters allegedly back in return in Berger and Kolek, and we see that Berger guy tonight, and so I'm anxious to see what he can do and, you know, how good a pitcher he can be, because you did, apparently, from what everybody's saying, in and around the Royals and outside of the Royals organization, parting with Freddie Fermin was not an easy task for them.
Don't forget, Cody and Gold are broadcasting live in St. Joe for training camp. Nick Bolton will join their show today after practice. And Cody is back after getting stung by a yellow jacket.
Uh-oh.
It was a yellow jacket in the mouth. So that's, you know, miss one day, that's tough going, man. I want to know if that mouth is still sore from that yellow jacket sting. But one thing that we can talk about, because the Bengals talked about how Zach Taylor said the starters will play a couple series in that first quarter of their game on Thursday night. NFL tier list of quarterbacks, it says, what are we ranking? SABCDEF, meaning like superior, and then ABC grade-wise. Joe Burrow at the top of the list with nobody else in the room. Patrick Mahomes the next tier below with nobody in the room. Then after that, it is Brock Purdy, Baker Mayfield, CJ Stroud, Dak Prescott, Jared Goff, Josh Allen in the C tier. I don't understand this list. Like, what is the point of making a list like this?
What does the S tier stand for?
Superior?
Yeah, like if you're an S tier, you're like better than A. Yeah, you're superior. S tier.
Yeah.
Why is Joe Burrow's picture on that list?
Because he's the best, according to DraftKings.
Why is Patrick Mahomes only on the A list then? I don't understand this.
Yeah, and Josh Allen's, well, that's what I'm saying. I don't either. That's what they're asking.
Where's Josh Allen on this list?
He's in the C tier.
That's the point. We don't know what they're ranking this on.
Yeah.
So they're asking you, what is this list based upon?
Oh, what are we ranking?
Yes.
Oh, fur coats.
Oh, okay. Fur coats.
Mahomes has never worn a fur coat, has he? He wears that red one that's like fluffy, I guess. Yeah,
a little bit of fur on that.
I like
thing.
That. Yeah.
What
like,
are we ranking? I was going to go with hair.
Okay. Your favorite hair in the league?
Oh, that's good.
Burrow's got the best hair in the league.
Yeah.
But then you would think that Trevor Lawrence might be up there, but that's. Gosh,
see, I think it's style.
He looks like, Trevor Lawrence in this picture looks like he drinks sunscreen.
Just that picture?
I mean.
I think it's style, because Aaron Rodgers is on the E list, and I don't know many of these people on the F list.
Yeah, the F list is Flacco, Richardson, Spencer Rattler, and Justin Fields.
Yeah. So Flacco, he comes to work dressed like me, like a dad, you know?
Yes.
So I think it has to do with either fashion or their hair.
See, but like fashion, like Jalen Hurts is a fashionable looking man. He dresses very nice, and he's on tier E. So I can't find any rhyme or reason. I just didn't know if y'all had any.
It's definitely not who does ayahuasca, because Aaron Rodgers is an E.
And apparently, like, nobody else in the thread on Twitter got it either.
No. Grok, they asked Grok, and he said it's based on aura, which doesn't mean, you know.
Well, but.
That's not objective, obviously.
Yeah, but the aura of Joe Burrow is pretty superior. Like, people look at him, it's Joe Cool.
Yeah.
All he does is beat the Chiefs. Hasn't happened in 3 or 4 years.
He's like the clutchest quarterback ever. Never threw a touchdown in the
Super
fourth
Bowl.
Quarter overtime in the playoffs.
You know, yeah. Like, so aura, maybe. Cool.
Maybe.
Foe. Maybe we could use foe. But Patrick's all there by himself at A, so he's not fake.
This comes from Blaze. On the thread, more like see you later, DraftKings, after you put Josh at a C, taking my money to Caesars. That's from Blaze on X News.
Blaze? That's rough, bro.
I agree with this list. If Allen and Lamar were higher, DraftKings engagement farming.
Yeah, Lamar's at a D.
Somebody says maybe it's nicknames. If that's the case, Mahomes is in the F category.
Yeah, what is Mahomes' nickname?
Showtime.
Eh.
Yeah.
I don't
that
like
was the
it.
Lakers in the 80s.
Yeah. It was going to be the Grim Reaper, but.
Another list says covering the spread, question mark. But aren't the Chiefs horrible against the spread?
Yeah, we're terrible at that. Maturity from the 785.
Yeah, but then you have Joe Flacco last, and he's as mature as anybody. I understand Aaron Rodgers being in one of the lower tiers when it comes to maturity.
For sure.
Maybe guys you want to play with, maybe that's what it's ranked on. Like, maybe they polled every NFL team out there and said, rank your quarterbacks of guys, not your quarterback, but everybody else's quarterbacks of guys you want on your team, and all the Chiefs voted for Joe Burrow, and that's why he's superior, and then all the Bengals voted for Mahomes. And then everybody voted for everybody else, maybe? Yeah. I don't know.
Somebody named Kentown says you're ranking it on cuteness. And then somebody else didn't get it. Blake is his name. Not Schneiders, but some other Blake. You take the dude with 5,000 yard plus 50 touchdown season and three rings and make him second. Then take the dude with either of those things and make him first. Solid research went into this.
It's like, no, it's asking what they're ranking.
Round Robin Hood with your eyes closed. That's all they said.
So did they ever give us the answer?
Well, that's what I was going to say. So it's DraftKings Sportsbook. I looked at their page to try and find an answer. DraftKings in the comments commented and said talent. Now, I don't know if that's the answer.
Oh, boy.
And also, it shouldn't be the answer because why would Mahomes not be three tiers above everyone else? And why would Josh Allen be in tier C below Brock Purdy? As far as talent's
concerned. Where's Shador? And is Mel Kiper upset that he's not on this?
He is not on this. Not a starter.
Well, if it's based on aura, you would think that he would be
there. That's true.
Somebody says traditional quarterback play.
It's interesting. I don't know what the answer is to that question.
Yeah, I wish I could have figured it out. I tried to look for it today, but I just saw that. I was like, that's kind of weird.
Somebody says maybe it's because who has the biggest hog? Is Burrow rocking men's wieners?
I don't know.
I mean, that's got to suck if you're Flacco. The hell? Damn the devil.
Heck, man.
Oh, gosh. Well, I don't know if I can read that text. Best Call of Duty, where's Kyler Murray?
Okay, I didn't even see Kyler on this list.
There he is. There's his little face.
Oh. He's
hiding next to Lamar and Jaden in tier D.
That high? He's ahead of Aaron Rodgers, for God's sakes.
Him or Sam Darnold?
And Hurts.
Him or Sam Darnold, Bob? Who would you take?
Sam Darnold.
Okay.
Over Kyler Murray?
Oh, I'd take Mac over Kyler Murray.
Well, it's funny you say that because the crew on Good Morning Football did their rankings for their NFC West quarterbacks, and they had number one was Stafford, number two was Brock Purdy, number three was Kyler Murray, number four was Sam Darnold.
Really?
For like almost unanimous. The lady that's in the Minnesota fan, I can't remember her name that's on the show. She had...
on Good Morning Football.
Morning Football went from a show that mattered to a show that doesn't matter anymore. It's not a must watch. It's not... I mean, it's sad where that show went, you know?
It was Nate, Peter, Kyle, those guys were bad. Yep. But yeah, I don't know. I think I'd still have Kyler above Sam Darnold, even though I am a Sam Darnold truther.
Did you see that audio yesterday from Mike McDaniels?
Man, yeah.
It's good because we're closer to death.
That's right.
Good Lord. What's the
over-under? Well, you'd be saying that too if you had to deal with Tyreek Hill every day.
What's the...
Coach Tyreek Hill, one day closer to death, Mike. Take that one day closer to death.
I mean...
Tyreek Hill's making his job a living hell.
That guy wants that. I mean, what's the over-under? They get him out of Miami fired. Who goes first, Tyreek or McDaniels?
Because the league's unfair, it'll be McDaniels.
Yeah,
McDaniels.
Of course. Yeah. McDaniel will be gone before Tyreek.
Yeah, before Tyreek. 100%.
Because if I'm Miami, I'm trading Tyreek Hill right now.
Yeah.
If I'm
looking at Dallas. I'm looking at Dallas.
Dallas and the Raiders.
I'm looking at either one of those teams. Be like, hey man, get this guy out of here.
Dallas.
He'd be good in Dallas.
Get me out of here.
Yeah. Go down to Dallas. Have fun with Dak Prescott and Brian Schottenheimer and Jerry Jones.
Tyreek Hill and George Pickens. Just personality.
Just continue to put Tyreek Hill in situations that he can't handle.
God, put him in Cleveland.
Oh, that would be outstanding. Yeah.
One more. Corrected. Good morning. False. Great morning. Let's go.
Why great?
Hmm?
What makes this one great?
Because we're another day closer to death.
Jesus, dude.
Everybody's like, hey.
I was like, whoa.
What do you do in that situation? Do you do that ridiculous media laugh, or do you go, what?
I don't know. I would just probably not. Say anything after that.
Like most of the people that are covering these teams are ball washers, so they'll do whatever the team says anyway. I feel like if I'm sitting in there and that happens, I just start laughing. I don't know, like, probably because, is this real?
That's when
like
you,
an uncomfortable laugh, like.
Very.
That's when you tell Brad I will not have a follow-up.
So, let's get back to this conversation. Yeah. You'd rather be dead than coach the Dolphins?
Yeah, pretty much. That's what he's kind of saying.
I mean, it really does suck for a guy like that. But you, but also, too, as a coach, you see the difference between Andy Reid and everybody else, right? Nobody really knew Tyreek Hill existed except for on the field in Kansas City. And then when he went off on his own and did stuff he wasn't supposed to do, allegedly, right? And then he goes to Miami and he doesn't have a leader like Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce. And you see what a disaster that guy is.
Yeah, can you play that audio again for Mike McDaniels real quick? Yeah, because, I mean, that's just, that's doom and gloom. Is that what we said it was yesterday, doom and gloom?
I feel bad for Mike McDaniel,
yeah,
honestly.
Here it is. Mike McDaniel's in Miami's head coach. Here's what he said.
Incorrected. Good morning.
Check that.
False. Great morning. Let's go.
Why great?
Hmm?
What makes this one great?
Because we're another day closer to death.
Like, they're laughing.
They gave him the fake laugh.
But that's like what Bob just did. Like, that's not the real, like, belly laugh. That's like, can you elaborate? I wish somebody would have said that.
Like, what do you mean?
Dying is much better than being the head coach of the Miami football team.
Yeah.
That's like horseradish.
Are you saying you'd rather be dead than deal with Tyreek Hill?
Yeah, that's the question.
Again, not fair to that coach. That it's hard enough to be a coach in the NFL. And a lot of being a coach in the NFL is babysitting and dealing with everything that's not football related. That's why you got to hire the right guy. All these owners looking at these 36-year-old X's and O dorks out there. Give me somebody who's a leader. Give me somebody who can keep peace around here. Give me Andy Reid. I don't want another coach. I just want Andy Reid coaching my football team. Because look what, I mean, look at this. Look at what's going on down there in Miami. You hired a nerd that can run plays. Can he manage men? Well, we're not sure about that. Well,
from the 620, and is Dan Kilgore dead today? Coming up, we'll get into Bo Nix on the other side because he's got some television/streaming devices. You can watch him on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
What the hell's wrong with your station?
On Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Oh, Rob Maloney. Money. He's bald at the ball with the silver medal.
Yeah.
He always comes up short, and the sand trap's got fried mushrooms. His favorite emoji is flex. Rob Maloney.
He is bald. Final segment here on Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey as well. Is Maloney like our mascot?
But I think he's everybody's mascot, honestly.
Mascot of
life. Yeah,
except Earls.
They don't like Earls.
They don't like him, and that's just fine. You got to have some competition. So some news out of Chiefs camp. Matt Derrick, haven't seen wide receiver Hollywood Brown or Jake Bringstool.
And then he got coffee spilled on his laptop, so he couldn't finish the tweet. So we don't know what was said. Sorry, Matt.
Sorry,
no Drew Tranquil or Kristen Fulton. Come down the hill this morning. Looks like everyone else will be at Chiefs practice today.
That's good. So Jake wasn't bringing a stool for anybody but himself today, I think, huh?
Would love Fulton to get back soon.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. That was a nice move in the offseason, kind of a quiet move and whatnot. We kind of expected him to be a starter, I would think, but has he been on the practice field yet?
No.
If you want to watch your alma mater, the Kansas Jayhawks, this year in basketball, the Big 12 is set to stream 20 men's basketball games on Peacock starting in 2025.
Mm-hmm.
The games are part of a sub-license agreement between Fox Sports and NBC.
Nice. There you go.
So expanding the brand.
That's
like
what you have to
do.
I mean, all these streaming services, man, like this is the way it's going right now. And I'm done hearing the complaints about it, quite honestly, because this is the way it is. Does it stink? Yeah, at times it does, but you know, you can pick and choose. And I promise you, like, people ask me, like, when did you really stop watching college basketball? Honest to God's truth, it was before COVID. COVID gave me the ability to say I'm not a huge fan anymore. But once Kansas went to Time Warner Cable, remember when they farmed games off years ago to Time Warner Cable and you couldn't watch them? That's when I checked out, and that's been about a decade now, roughly, maybe a little bit less than a decade. And I haven't felt the need to go back. And so I understand why you're doing it. I get it. I understand sports fans being upset about it. It's the way of the world. But you are going to cancel a lot of fans out, and they may not go back to your thing because you made it hard to watch. That's my fear for the NFL. That's my fear for a lot of these sports things, is that they get behind all these paywalls and then nobody can find them again.
We got a solution on that quarterbacks list from the 785. They claim they figured out the list. It's college stats and college touchdowns.
Oh, I think that's a pretty good guess.
That's a really good guess.
Yes, never thought about that.
Wait, well done.
Yes, very well done.
Did you like? You get the rest of the month off.
Burrow threw more touchdowns in college than Mahomes?
Well, I'm going to go. Yeah, I'm going
to
go.
You have to
some,
go look at that real fast.
Because Mahomes was a starter for 2 full years.
Yeah.
And he threw like 15 in that Baker Mayfield Oklahoma game.
In that one game, yeah.
Burrow played at LSU as a starter for what, 1 year?
Yeah, but he had a cup of coffee at Ohio State, but really didn't play there.
Maybe it was two. I can't remember. I just remember that senior year of his. Yeah, I mean, that's disgusting.
That's kind of a good guess, if that really is it, because, you know, you look at Joe Flacco. He played at the University of Delaware. Weren't exactly airing it out down there in the wing T offense back in the day. So that could be it.
It can't be the touchdowns. No. Because Mahomes has Burrow beat. You know, Burrow played those 2 seasons.
Yeah.
Which was funny because that season one was 13 touchdowns. Year 260 touchdowns.
No way.
Oh, what did Jamar Chase and Justin Jefferson have in
Holy
college cow.
That's insane.
Well, yeah, they were the best offense I've ever seen
in my
entire life.
No, but go from 13 to 60. Well, I mean, that's nuts.
Hit that man arm.
And why aren't we expecting that every year out of Joe Burrow? If Mahomes did that, we'd be expecting 60 every year. I don't care that it was in college.
He threw like 45 last year.
18 for Jefferson, 20 for Chase.
Jeez.
That's amazing. Man.
38 of his 60 touchdowns at two individuals. So, and I bet Clyde had like 10.
1,500 yards for Jefferson, almost 1,800 for Jamar Chase.
So when people always say college teams, the best college team could beat the worst NFL team. No, I mean, that's college v. college right there. They're crushing other college teams out there. They're not going to stand a chance against the NFL, especially an NFL defense. But yeah, now I'm more concerned about what that list is than anything.
It's going to be in our minds the rest of the day.
It's got to be the hair. It's got to be hair.
I was really hoping you guys could help me figure it out, because all yesterday I'm like, what the hell is this damn list? And they didn't ever post it. Well, that was a great guess, though, from the
guess. Or maybe it's just one season of touchdown passes.
Yeah, could be that, you know, because you're right. No one's beaten Burrow then. You know, 60 TDs.
Nobody. That may be a record that we never see in college sports. Like, I don't even. Will somebody get 50 this year?
Arch.
I don't know.
He'll have Arch runs. He'll have 50 total.
50 total, yeah. Arch runs.
He'll throw 35 and run 15.
But no, I'm talking 50 passing touchdowns.
No,
I don't think we will. But, I mean, we're getting more and more games, though. I mean, you know, you've got 12 regular season games right now. Mm-hmm. And then you've got, if you make it into the playoff, the possibility of what? 3 or 4 more games, 3 games most likely on top of that.
Yep.
So, I mean, 12, that's 15 games. That's 4 touchdowns a game.
Mm-hmm. It is. Just to get there. Yeah. No, that's insane. To be fair to Mahomes, 5,041. It's pretty good. Not bad.
His senior year?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's because he didn't have a defense.
Junior year, yeah.
So I think that's what it has to be.
Yeah, junior year.
I think it has to be touchdowns in one season then.
Is it college wins? It's from the
No, because Mahomes didn't have any.
Yeah, Mahomes wouldn't have had more than those guys.
Yeah, Mahomes probably in 2 years, his sophomore and junior year starting, probably had like
Mahomes
what,
will have more
15 wins.
He'll have more wins before Thanksgiving than he did in his whole college career.
Let me ask
year,
you this. Yeah. Does Mahomes already have more playoff wins in the NFL than he did in college?
I'm going to guess yes.
Because he got 17 in the NFL and playoff wins. I wonder if he had 17 wins in college.
I feel like he was like a 6-6 quarterback both years. Like, they were a very marginal team at Texas Tech in his 2 years at starter.
He was 13-19.
13-19 as a starter at Texas Tech. And he has 17. That's a good one for you there. That's a good pull. I like that one a lot. Patrick Mahomes has more playoff wins than he did college wins.
In his career.
In his career. That's right.
Yeah, he's been the NFL starter 8 years. That's crazy.
I mean, he has more playoff wins in his career than he does wins in college.
That's right.
How many other quarterbacks are on that list? I would guess Tom Brady is probably on that list.
For sure.
And I would say Joe Montana is not, because what did he have? 16 postseason wins Joe Montana did, right? How many years did he start at Notre Dame? 2?
Probably 3.
I don't know. It was a battle there. You guys need to watch a documentary on Peacock about Joe Montana. That's one of the greatest documentaries that I've ever watched because it opened your eyes to everything. He was Mahomes before Mahomes.
25-4.
So 25. So he did not. He had more college wins than playoff wins. So Patrick Mahomes is probably, other than Tom Brady, who really didn't play in college. I mean, Patrick Mahomes, nobody else can touch that. Playoff wins versus collegiate wins.
I'd like to know. Well, I guess probably Flacco was pretty good at Delaware.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
So he's probably got more college wins than playoff.
How many playoff wins does Flacco have?
I think it's 10.
It is 10. I think he's one of the top.
Yeah, he's like top four or five. Yeah.
He's up there with like Rodgers, Mahomes, Montana, because they went on those runs in Baltimore when he was in his prime.
Yeah, but I guarantee it, none of the active quarterbacks.
17 playoff wins, 13 college wins.
That's nuts.
That's a good way to end the show. Other than Bo Nix has a YouTube channel.
Yeah, how about that?
Bo Nixon, Drew Nixon,
yeah.
Bo Nixon.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
6-5. Yeah. Oh, Mike Brown's our coach. Forget about it.
Nah, Knicks are done. Cody and Gold are up in St. Joe. They come up next. They got Nick Bolton joining their show after practice, and we get the bee sting story to its actual story. Go do something nice for somebody today, Kansas City. You never know. It could change their day, their week, their month, their year. It is simply cool to care. Stay kind, stay groovy, stay safe. We'll talk to you tomorrow on a Wednesday. We're 2 days away from Travis Kelce Day on Thursday, 8-7. Take care, everybody.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.